Welcome to Stop the Scroll, the B2B influencer marketing podcast. My name is Brianna Doe. My friends call me Brie. And in this podcast, we dig into how B2B marketers and brands can drive growth and build successful partnerships in influencer marketing. If you want to do influencer marketing well, you have to think long-term in order to build trust with your audience. So whether you're building your first influencer marketing program or looking to take your program or campaigns to the next level, pull out a pen and paper, get ready to take notes, and let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Stop the Scroll. My name is Brie, and we're doing things a little bit differently today. So as you know, past few episodes, we've been talking about the ABCs of B2B influencer marketing. But I think one thing that's really important is for influencers to know what marketers look for too. Hopefully, if you're a marketer, this helps you. And as a content creator or influencer, I hope this helps you as well. So there are a few things that you need to know if you want to partner with B2B brands. First and foremost, I've said it before, I'll say it again, B2B and D2C, or B2B and B2C, are not the same. There are a lot of similarities, right? There's a lot that we can learn from B2C marketers and from the way they tackle influencer marketing, but inherently it's a different playing field, right? People that engage with B2B influencers or they're looking for B2B products, they're looking for subject matter experts. They're looking for community. They're looking to learn, and they're looking to buy from brands that they know and from people that they know. So one thing that's really, really important to remember is that if you are a creator looking to partner with B2B brands, make sure you have the following things in your arsenal. So the first thing you need is a media kit. This is crucial. I'm going to drop a template in the show notes for you so that you can see exactly what this can look like. But remember, you can make it your own. Let your personality shine through and let it speak to who you are as a creator, as a person, as a professional, so on and so forth. But there are a few key things that you need to include in your media kit. First, you need a blurb about who you are and what you do. I'm Brianna Doe. I'm an agency owner, a writer, marketer, so on and so forth. This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I do. This is how long I've been creating content, whatever the case may be. Give them a little bit of context about who you are and what you do and why they should engage with you or why they should work with you. And then a little bit about the content you create. So the way I do this, which you'll see in the template, is that I just have it in bullet points. Three or four main content pillars. For me, it's entrepreneurship, marketing, job hunting, and leadership. Yours might be tech, AI, and marketing, or it might be SaaS products and leadership, whatever the case may be. Chances are you have pretty defined content pillars. So dig down into what those are and add those to your media kit. Next up, I have my follower count. So it depends on how quickly your audience is growing, but I recommend updating your media kit every few months, especially if you're growing really quickly. So it should be relatively accurate within the last 30 to 45 days. Include your average reach as well as your engagement rate. So this is where it gets fun. If you are building a media kit because you have a presence on LinkedIn and that's your main channel, LinkedIn analytics can be bit murky. There's a lot of information that you can't get. So a few tools I really like are Shield or Aware. They can get your engagement rate. You can look into your past engagement rate, into your annual impressions, all this information. I'll also drop a link for those two in the show notes as well. So your engagement rate, and I would take that over the last 30 to 60 days, and then your impressions. And this, if you've been creating content for over a year, I would put your annual impressions. So the last 365 days. Those are all the stats. Now we'll dive into everything else. So include some recent brand collabs. You can just put the logos, audience demographics. This is huge. When you're working in B2B as a marketer, what I'm looking for are creators who have built credibility and trust with the audiences that are very specific to my brand and to the target ICPs and customers that I'm looking for. So what I want to see are the top roles in your audience demos, the industries they work in, and ideally the locations as well. Where are they based? As I said earlier, if you primarily use LinkedIn and that is your platform of choice, this information you can find in your LinkedIn analytics. Optional, you can also add some recent sponsored posts or content that's performed well. I have some friends and colleagues who have media kits that they created in Notion and other platforms. They can edit them really, really quickly. And so they'll include screenshots of their most recent posts, the ones that are top performing, things like that. And then rates. Some influencers include this on their kits, some don't. Personally, I think it's completely up to you. I have my rates on there. The way I deliver my media kit is through Canva, so I can edit it at the drop of a hat. And the way I structure my rates is with five different options. I have a dedicated written post, a partial written post, like a listicle, video posts, and then blog posts, guest writing, and then speaking engagements. For speaking engagements, my rate is not on there. It just says contact me for my rate. Final thing you need is a link to your social media channels and your social media handles. If you listen to nothing else from this episode, the most important thing, what I hope you take away from this, is to create a media kit. Set yourself up for success. If you think about it like a job seeker, if you're looking for a job or if you've ever looked for a job, you have a resume, right? And it's a great way for the hiring manager or the recruiter to immediately learn some key things about you and get some key takeaways. The media kit is the same thing. It's like your landing page before a brand actually works with you. So make sure you're putting your best foot forward. Make sure it's easy to read. It's concise. If I'm looking at a media kit as a marketer and I'm not getting that key information, audience demographics, engagement rate, followers, rates, maybe, I'm a lot less likely to continue the conversation. So make it easy for me as the marketer to want to engage with you and to want to partner with you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stop the Scroll today. If this helped influence the way you think about your marketing campaigns going forward, please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. And if you'd like more information like this delivered directly to your inbox, go ahead and check out briannadoe.com/podcast. See you next time. Thank you.